and 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. The Bible reads, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech ye also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted. And in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Supporting scripture, the 118th Psalm and the 24th verse. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." On the basis of those verses this morning, I ask you to look to your neighbor and repeat after me. This is not just another day. This is not just another day. All of us this morning ought to be on our way. The only way that we can get there, got to trust the power of God. We got to believe in the sacrificial death of Jesus and his resurrection and all the things that he done for us that we can say this morning in song and by words and by our actions that we are on our way to see Jesus. And I thank God for Jesus. Jesus is something special to all of us. Isn't it good to know that God loves you, have loved you to the degree that he's allowed his only son to die in your stead? We do understand and know that we are going to die, but death has no victory. For because of the love of Jesus, because of what the Lord has done for us, he has taken the sting out of death, and we do have a right to the tree of life. We have an opportunity this morning to make things better, to sort of get in the will of God. Every now and then in our lives, we find ourselves out of the will of God. And when we get out of the will of God, we find that we do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, and a lot of time without asking for direction or guidance from God. And what the Bible teaches us is that we need not to lean into our own understanding, but to lean to the understanding of God. And if we will lean to that understanding, the Bible says that he will lead and direct our path. We need direction. We need leadership. We need to know that we are not in it all by ourselves. There are those that can say that I've worked hard all my life and I've done this and I've done that and God has been good to me. But despite of how hard you worked, you got to understand that it's by the mercy and the grace of God that you have what you got. It's by the grace of God that you are where you are in Christ right now. We understand that we may not be where we want to be, but I am especially glad that I'm not where I used to be. See, that there comes a time that you ought to grow in grace. You ought not just come to church week after week and read the Bible day after day and declare and be a witness of God and stay in the same place. Sometime or another, you ought to be elevated. Every now and then, you ought to be able to know that I am able to go to higher heights. You ought to be able to tell the devil this morning, you are alive, the truth is not in you, and I'm going on to see Jesus anyhow. Anybody in here got an anyhow spirit? With an anyhow spirit, when you don't feel like it, you praise him anyhow. But anyhow, spirit, when you broke as a skunk, you still praise him anyhow. But there are some folk that won't come to church when they broke because they're too ashamed to not be able to pay anything. But let's not forget, David said, "What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me?" So if I don't have money in my pocket, I got a mouth that I can open up and tell the Lord, "Thank you." Those same hands you go by to drop in the basket, you can put together and lift up holy hands to the Lord. You got to stop letting the devil rob you of your blessing before you even get them. They're there. They're in store for you. The Bible told us on last week that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But we found out in the word of God that in this life that God has given us, we're going to have some ups and some downs. Some good days and some bad days. Trials and tribulations on every hand. But Jesus says, be of good cheer. That's where your anyhow praise comes. When I can be happy anyhow. Even though I'm going through, I can say thank you, God, anyhow. Anybody ever found themselves when they lay down at night thanking God and sort of praying? And sometimes we even worry, God. Sometimes about the same thing that he already done worked out. All you got to do is just step into your blessing. But you still waiting on the blessing to jump on you. When you going to do something? I remember a term when we were coming along that said that if you take one step, that God will take two. Is any believers in the house that believe that terminology? Then I want to know, are you paralyzed or handicapped or what is the case? Because nobody's stepping. Everybody's just flat-footed and still and they got their own minds already made up. But you got to learn how to speak your blessings into existence. It's called man say no. That don't mean that God won't say no. A lot of times when man say no, God's already saying yes. He tells you to don't listen to the no, but learn how to listen to the yes. And the yes might not come in your ear. It might just come in your heart. If the only time you can hear is with your ears, you're going to miss out on some blessings. Because I learned how to listen with my heart. You. By the grace and the mercy of God, we have been allowed to assemble ourselves together to enjoy Jesus just one more time. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for this day. We come to praise him. We come to worship him. And the reason why is because I believe the Lord is worthy. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to be here till God say quit. We got to understand that God is worthy of our praises. Now, let us get it right. Praises does not actually mean that you got to shout. Praises doesn't mean that you got to cry. Praises does not even mean that you got to throw your hands up in the air. But we got some saints in here that used to throw their hands up that also won't let you throw them up, but you still got the joy down in the depths of your heart. So every now and then, that wheel on the inside began to turn. And once your wheel began to turn, and you feel the presence of your God. They tell me that when the praises go up, that the blessings will come down. And then we get the mindset that the only way I can praise him is to shout or do this, that, or other. But I can just praise him sitting right here. I can praise him in my mind. Don't have to open up my mouth to praise God. I believe that's why the songwriter said, if I couldn't say a what, I will do what? Well now, well, why are you going to wave if you don't think there's nothing in the way? Glory, glory. I'm not the only one in here love to talk. But some of you other talkers, what about those days when you get a real bad cold or you get a real bad sore throat or never had laryngitis, thank the Lord. Because you might not be able to talk for a good while. But I have had days that I just couldn't get it out like I wanted it to come out. Nothing is no frustrating than to want to say something and can't say it. But when I can't say it with my mouth, I can think it in my mind. I can feel it in my heart. Some of us that sit back on Easy Street, I'll say it like that. Because everybody's not on the pew of do nothing. We got some folk that just sitting on Easy Street. You waiting to do something. And I'm waiting to see it. Hallelujah. And you start doing and I start doing and they start doing and they start doing and all our doing get together. Tell me we can't go to higher heights. See, I'm reminded that God is good to us all the time. As we look at this particular time of the year, we started talking last week about a new beginning, another chance. And let us be mindful of the fact that any day, every day is a blessing. It's a blessing for those that are yet still alive because you got another chance. But if you die today, I want you to understand also that that is a blessed day. Because there's no more troubles, no more worry. The former things have already passed you by. And the song that says that we will be all right after a while might be right now. I find that if you're dead, you're just resting and waiting. So that's still a blessing from the Almighty God. I'm reminded of a song this morning that says, I'm glad to be in the service. One more time. Why do I like that? Because all I can thank God for is right now. So I'm glad to be in this service today. I thank God what he did for us last week, but that's behind us now. I thank God for what I heard yesterday, but that's behind me now. But I'm glad to be in this service this day. Understand that through the words of James, the Bible say that your life is only a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanisheth away. The Bible declares that no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But as believers, we anticipate a day that Jesus is coming back. And when he come back, he's coming to receive us. Coming back to claim his very own. We are blessed enough to acknowledge that we are alive. It's another day's journey. Yes, sir. I'm glad too, rookie. Glad that God blessed me this morning. Glad that God started me on another day's journey. The elders say every day above ground is a good day. Woo! We all above ground this morning. Everybody in here is yet counted amongst the living. So if you are counted amongst the living this morning, and there had not been a hole dug for you just yet, then it's a good day. And on this good day, somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. When I began to thank God for my good days, I understand that King Solomon told us that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So every day that I'm living, that means that I got a little more hope. I got hope to get better. I got hope to get closer. Anybody want to get closer to the Lord? Well, there's another song that I like. They said every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day you ought to be wanting to thank God for all that he's done in your life. Every day, I got something to thank God for. Every day, I can look at that as another opportunity to experience a new beginning. See, I didn't have to just worry about January the 1st to say I got a new beginning. But when I got up this morning on the 13th, it was a new beginning. When I lay down tonight, if God blesses me to get up in the morning, I got a new beginning. So I can change some things that I couldn't get done today. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I come to tell the Lord, thank you. I come to tell the Lord that I got my mind made up. That I can do all things through Christ who gives us our strength. But we got to do our part. We got to trust in God. Always praying, always believing. I believe that today God is going to make some changes in somebody's life. Today, peace and deliverance will come to somebody, because you better know that this is not just another day. I wonder this morning, how many of you ever found or heard yourself or somebody else say, oh, it's just another day? Especially when we talk about our birthdays. Those of us that don't like to celebrate birthdays. Those of us that think that you want something because I told you that tomorrow is my birthday. Does not necessarily mean I want you to give me anything. But I get excited about my birthday. I don't know how you feel about yours. But when it comes my time on October the 1st, I'm already getting ready. That if the Lord let me live at 12 o'clock midnight, when it gets to October the 2nd, I want to tell somebody, it's my birthday, it's my birthday, it's my birthday. And I don't care if your day don't mean nothing to you. My day means something to me. But you have some folk that'll tell you, it's just another day. Well now, it might be another day to you, but it is a day in the Lord. And if you know that God has been good to you, then you ought not wait for your birthday, but you ought to take the time out. You ought to tell somebody this morning, this is my day. Hallelujah. You better claim your day. You better claim you a day. Might not be my birthday, but this is my day. This is not Judy's day, unless she don't want it. But just because I said it's my day, if she crazy enough to think that it cannot be her day, that's her fault. But you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if God blesses Jeter, he'll bless Richards also. If God blesses Kay, he'll bless Johnson also. If God blesses them on the left, he'll bless them on the right. I got a friend that'll come up to you on the job. And the first thing he'll say in the morning, it's my day. Y'all know Crazy Neon. He is a fool in his own right. But I'm glad, when I was thinking about this last night, my friend came to my mind. You know that crazy thing? Gone on to Richmond, Virginia, but called me last Sunday. Said, when you get to work in the morning, go up to John Ford machine and just tell him that somebody said, this is my day. I did just what Neon said. When I got to work, I went up to John's machine. I said, John, I got a message for you. This is my day. He started to laughing. He said, Neon called you and told you to tell me that. You ought to have somebody in your life that'll remind you that you can have a day that's all yours. What God has for me, what God has for me, what God has for me, it's mine, it's mine. So said the Lord thy God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Now a day, 24 hours between sunrise and sunset. The Hebrew people reckon day from evening to evening. We go from morning to morning. But David tells us this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to know this morning, is anybody glad? Anybody got joy? Anybody know that this day is a day that God has made? We got to rejoice. Anybody got anything to be happy about? If you got Jesus, you got something to be happy about. Don't take your blessings for granted. Don't dread. Don't belittle. God's day. Saying that it's not a good day, but every day can be a good day. Even if I'm going through hell, I can still, at the end of the day, when I realize that God brought me through, I can still say I'm having a good day. But the Bible says, we then that are working together with him, beseech ye also, do you not receive the grace of God in vain? Don't say on the one hand that God is on your side, and on the other hand, have doubt in your mind, talking about what you can't do, talking about how hard it is, walking around all depressed, walking around with your head hung down. It's time to lift up your head, all ye gates, and tell the Lord all about your trouble. For the Lord said, I heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation, I began to help thee. Now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the time we ought to let go and let God have his way. Somebody ought to know this morning that God is on their side. I'm glad to know God this morning. I'm glad to know that I got a joy that come down from on high. I come to tell somebody that this is not just another day, but this is a day that God has set aside, that if you don't know him as your personal Savior, he wants you to go back and look at the words of David. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. When you get a taste of the goodness of Jesus, you will learn that every day, I might not be all that I can be, but every day I'm drawing a little bit closer. Every day I'm walking a little bit closer. Every day I can hear my Savior say that I'm your Father. I sit high and I look down low. I saw you yesterday running here and there, but I'm going to bless you. I'm glad that this day is just not another day, but it is a day that God has gave you another opportunity to get it right with God, get it right with one another, to let go of some things. Anybody need deliverance? Anybody need healing? Anybody need peace of mind? Claim it, for this is your day. It's your day to be delivered by God. Today could be your day, for you might be next in line for a miracle. This is not just another day, but it is a day of the Lord thy God. Don't take it lightly, because you have seen this day, but you might not see tomorrow. But isn't it a good thing to know that he who holds tomorrow also holds you in the palm of his hands? And Jesus says that as long as you're in his hand, no man, I don't care what trick the devil try, you put yourself in God's hand, everything is going to be all right. I don't care how many times the devil throw negative thoughts your way, but you put on your whole armor, put your helmet on, get your shield out, put your arm on and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to fight against the devil. Because this is the day. This is the day that our God made today. Don't let nobody have your day. Don't let nobody take the good out of your day. You know how it is, and I'm finished, but you know how when you up here, you done got all full, all warm on the inside, feeling good about yourself, even learning how to speak to your enemy, walking like somebody, and about before you get home, that nasty devil throw a stumbling block in your way. But you got to be careful. Don't give up your joy so easy. Step over it. Don't even look back at it. But just keep on keeping on. Say, I got my mind made up. I'm going on anyhow. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Every day. Every day. We ought to give God praises. Every day. We ought to count it as a good day. For it is another opportunity. It's another opportunity to get closer. And you might feel like you're close enough. But it's another opportunity for you to consult with God. Commune with Him. Steal away every now and then. And just let God minister unto your needs. Every one of us in here have a need this morning. And that need can be supplied by the God that we serve. For the Lord God said that He shall supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory.